Hello and welcome back to Radio Lammermuir. This week we're talking to our young artist in residence, the guitar phenomenon, Sean Shebe.
I'm at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland with guitarist Sean Shebe before his Lammermuir Festival appearances. Sean, you were the youngest musician to be accepted to the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland after you auditioned at the age of just 15, and it's where you're currently studying. Can you tell me how you became a musician and why you chose the guitar?
I guess it started when I was 7, and that was as a result of just, you know, these clubs that go around schools. You have like a guitar club after school on Fridays, and then you have a cello club and a violin club, and it just so happened that my mother, on the way to work, walked past a stringed instruments shop. And there was a guitar in the window, and she was like, "Oh, Sean, would you like to learn to play guitar?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure," or something like that. Probably a little less enthusiastic, but I ended up doing it anyway. And from then on, it kind of snowballed until 13 years later, you know, here I am.
Very good. And you're now 20, and you've got a pretty exciting year this year, haven't you?
So I have 3 appearances in the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, followed by, of course, the Lammermuir Young Artist in Residence, which is a big theme because it includes Rodrigo's Concerto de Aranjuez with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra. And then later in the year, in November and in December, so in City Halls, Glasgow, and in Ayr Town Hall, I'm playing with the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra.
And this is going to be your first time at Lammermuir Festival when you'll be appearing as young artist in residence. Tell me a bit about what you'll be doing at the festival.
I have one solo recital in Lennoxlough, and then I have a performance with Scottish Chamber Orchestra. And then I'm also appearing as part of a concert with the Novara Quartet playing Takemitsu's Into the Woods.
And your solo recital at Lennoxlough House will be in the Great Hall there. Have you seen where you'll be playing?
Yeah, I have. And it's really fantastic. The building is particularly beautiful and the resonance there is unbelievable.
And growing up in Edinburgh, you already know East Lothian quite well.
Yeah, because my granny, when I was very young, moved to North Berwick. I think one of the venues for Lammermuir is St Andrew's Blackadder, which was where my first public recital was. So that's an interesting little piece of history there. It's a very beautiful place.
And what have some of your other musical highlights been so far?
Last year I won the Royal Overseas League gold medal and first prize. So I think that in terms of my career so far has been a very important thing. And this year I received finally the fellowship of the Borletti Buitoni Trust. That's probably been, if not as important, then perhaps even more important.
And in the summer, you will be bringing out your first CD.
Yeah, I mean, it's not exactly an album, but I don't think it's necessary to have a 60-minute CD to have some kind of artistic direction behind it. I think you can have it a third of a length of a normal release and still have that being a kind of very beautiful thing in its own right. So I've chosen to record Bach's Prelude, Fugue and Allegro, followed by Capriccio Diabolico by Castelnuovo Tedesco, who is a guitarist composer of the 20th century from Italy. I think his other claim to fame is that he taught John Williams, who composed Star Wars, and, you know, 10 minutes of the divine and then 10 minutes of the diabolic.
We'll watch your website, seanshebe.com, for details of how we can hear this CD.
And you can hear Sean Shebe at the Lammermuir Festival with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra on Saturday the 15th of September in Dunbar, on Tuesday the 18th of September in Lennoxlough House, and in concert with the Novara Quartet at St Mary's Wykirk on Sunday the 23rd of September. He will also be part of the Festival Talks in conversation with James Waters on Wednesday the 19th of September at the John Gray Centre in Haddington.